This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The International Council on English Braille is the body responsible for the Unified English Braille Code. The organisation meets every 4 years for a General Assembly where the world can find out about activity happening across the English Braille-speaking world. And here to help us learn what's going to happen at the next General Assembly, which is taking place in just a couple of days, is Matthew Horsball, who is in Australia, because you're on your way to New Zealand, Matthew.
That's absolutely right, Dave, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Yeah, I'll be heading off to New Zealand later on today, just stopping off on Australia on the way.
Okay, and we're going to share with everybody a little bit about the General Assembly, what to expect, what happens, and all that good stuff. But I think it's first important to explain why it is we are speaking to you. You are the Braille subject lead for UCAF in the UK, and you're also the Code Maintenance Committee officer as well. Is that right?
That's right. The Code Maintenance Officer chairs the Code Maintenance Committee, which is the committee of ICEB that's responsible for maintaining the UEB code. So that's very prestigious post. I'm very honoured to have that.
And as Braille subject lead in the UK, what does that role entail?
That's to do with looking after the standard setting at a national level. So we historically had an organisation called the Braille Authority of the United Kingdom, and that merged into an organisation several years ago. Now, I think it was around about the late 2000s, early 2010s, into an organisation called the UK Association for Accessible Formats, or UCAF. And the way that UCAF made sure that it was meeting all of its objectives from the organisations that merged into it was by creating several streams of work headed up by specific people. So the Braille subject area is the area that was formerly owned by the Braille Authority of the UK. And so being the Braille subject lead, I suppose I chair that area really. Actually, it's got a lot easier now that UEB's come in, because we haven't got to really set standards as such, because UEB is the standard, but we've got to think about how we're going to implement that. So, for example, when you're doing exams and those exams have foreign language text in, so a French GCSE exam, for example, do you use the French accent signs or do you use the UEB accent signs? And those are the sorts of decisions that UCAF makes on behalf of the UK, as well as a bit of Braille promotion and various other things like that.
Right. And you and your counterparts from Canada, the United States, South Africa, Australia and New Zealand and Ireland, you're all converging on Auckland for this General Assembly that starts over the weekend. Why do we need a General Assembly of the International Council on English Braille?
I suppose some of it's historic. The International Council on English Braille is the body that is responsible for UEB. It looks after UEB. It started that work in the 1990s when Zoom calls and Teams calls weren't really a thing, and teleconferences were very expensive. And so there was a need to have a business meeting. And you didn't want to have those business meetings too often because they were expensive. And so you had a General Assembly every 4 years, when actually in the formative years, a lot of things happened. You know, committees had been meeting by email as best as they could. And it was their opportunity to have their meetings and present their reports and really get a good overview from all of the countries about how everybody was feeling. And you could have much more productive conversations in person than by email. But UEB has become a code, so there's less need for business now than there once was. And also we're able to transact a lot of business via, as I say, remote calls, you know, Teams calls, Zoom calls and stuff. And so the purpose of the General Assembly has really kind of become more of a selling point for Braille, really bringing people together to talk about Braille, yes, to transact some business, but also to find out about what different countries are doing. And, you know, everybody was invited to submit papers, for example, about various things that were going on. That could have been research that people were doing in their respective countries. That could be initiatives that people were running in their respective countries. It could be international collaborations. And it's a really good opportunity to come together and just see and to hear from people about what's going on in different parts of the world.
And this is a little bit kind of getting the band back together. Of course, 4 years ago, the General Assembly had to be held online because of the pandemic. We were scheduled to host ICEB in London, and sadly that didn't happen. So actually, it's an opportunity for maybe the first time in a while for some people to get together face to face and maybe even show each other some of the Braille products from their respective countries.
Yeah, absolutely. The Braille products, the Braille formats. I mean, so much has happened since then. You know, NLS has launched, the National Library Service in America has launched their Braille on Demand program. The RNIB library has launched their Braille on Demand program. So I'm sure there'll be some exchange of this is what a US book looks like, and this is what a UK book looks like, and this is how we're getting over the environmental problem, and this is how they're getting over it. And, you know, even really simple low-tech stuff like that can be shown a lot better in person than it can online.
Yeah, and we, of course, have got James Bowden, who is the Braille Technical Officer here at RNIB. He's going to be joining you in New Zealand, and then myself and Roger Furman, who is the Chair of UCAF overall, we're going to be joining remotely, working nights, Matthew.
That's right, yeah. And we just hope it's all going to come together. But no, it should do. There's been a lot of work that's been going on behind the scenes to make sure that the hotel is equipped to run a hybrid conference. It'll be the first hybrid conference that ICEB's ever ran, actually. So that'll be very exciting. And yeah, fair play to everybody. There's I think, remote delegates from most places. And it really will be working through the night in the UK because it's a full day. When we did it online, we actually reduced it to 3 hours, 5 days of 3 hours each. These will be more like 5 days of 8 hours each, admittedly with a lunch break in the middle, but they really are really solid, you know, days of back-to-back business and papers and presentations and demo sessions. And yeah, it really is quite intense, but really, really fun and really, really rewarding. And you come away with such a huge sense of momentum and optimism for, you know, the work that you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm already feeling some of that because as a UK delegate, I've already had sight of the papers and the country reports because, you know, I'm a bit concerned that by 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm not going to be quite as alert. So I wanted to try and digest some of that content. And for folk listening, there are opportunities to tune in and also to catch up with some of that content as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So those of you who registered in advance could actually get access to a Zoom link, and you could join by Zoom. That option is now not available for security reasons. We had to limit the numbers and limit the registration deadline just to make sure we didn't get any bad actors in there, you know, Zoom bombing and that sort of thing. So that registration is now closed, but there will be a live stream. It's an audio only live stream, and it's actually at stream.braillecast.com, but probably the easier place to find it will be the ICEB homepage, which is iceb.org. and in the coming sort of few days and few weeks, there'll be some information that we're really, really hoping to be able to offer it on demand. We're working through the finer details at the moment of how are we going to record it and how, you know, what are the timelines for publication, because it's quite intense. You've done a whole day of conference and then you've got to publish the archives on top of that. You know, that's a huge amount of work. So we're not quite sure how that's going to happen, but we're doing our absolute level best to get it available on demand. And I would hope that, say, by sort of the middle of June, all of those recordings will be uploaded.
Right. So if you go to iceb.org, you can grab the program and then convert those times, and your A-lady can help you with that as well. And just remember that New Zealand is about 11 hours ahead of the UK, and you can tune in stream.braillecast.com, where sort of play-by-play coverage will be heard. But then, as you said, Matthew, for those not wishing to stay up through the night, in the coming weeks, we expect those recordings to be made publicly available. And then also the collection of papers and country reports, will all that be published as well?
That's right. They'll all be published in text form, hopefully in Word and BRF format, on the ICEB website after the General Assembly is finished. Those will all get uploaded, along with the resolutions, which we haven't talked about yet, but they are really important because they're like the strategic plan, if you like. Every organisation has a 3-year plan or a 5-year plan. ICEB has a 4-year plan, if you like, and that's really governed by the resolutions. And there are some really interesting ones this year about better access to Braille mathematics and a whole host of other things that I've sort of temporarily forgotten about, but they'll all come up on the Thursday in New Zealand, which might be the Wednesday evening in the UK. They'll all come up and they'll be worked on and they'll be voted on. And that will be the policy decision of ICEB for the next 4 years, if you like. And they will all be available on the website as well.
Yeah, I think there are some calls to industry as well, aren't there, to make sure that the Braille translation that we get in our various products is the very best that it can be.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, there was one actually for literary Braille in the last General Assembly. There was one to make sure that literary Braille, that anyone that was using the LibLui translator kept that translator up to date. And there's a real call now to make sure that UEB Maths as well as Nemeth Maths is supported. And as I say, one or two other things, policy and otherwise.
And what are you most looking forward to, Matthew?
Well, I mean, I should talk about, you know, all the reports and all the business and all the papers and things. And I mean, I am looking forward to all of that, of course. And I've got a couple of reports and papers to deliver. So that will be very exciting. I think really, though, what I'm most looking forward to is actually meeting people in person. You know, it's been, I mean, I've never met. I was first introduced to ICEB just before the 2016 General Assembly. So I didn't get to go in 2016 because I was too new. And by 2020, it was all virtual. So I've never met any of my colleagues in person. And it'll just be really nice to, you know, to be in the same room as them, to network with them, to actually, you know, have conversations in person. And that to me is just such a huge thing. And I think that's really what I'm looking forward to the most.
Mm-hmm. And you're presenting a paper as well. Tell us about that.
I am. It's not a particularly academic paper, but it was something I felt quite passionate about. That there's all this talk about multi-line Braille displays. And everybody's talking about how, multi-line Braille. Yes, it's amazing because it's got more than one line. So it's brilliant and it's fantastic and everything. And what my paper is trying to explore is actually, why is it fantastic? Can you really sell a multi-line Braille display on the basis that it has more than one line? Or do you have to try and be a bit more precise about what you're trying to sell? You know, are you trying to sell something that's specifically designed to read tables or specifically designed to read books or specifically designed to render tactile graphics? And should we be concentrating on that more than the fact that it's got more than one line?
Well, Matthew, we wish you safe travels and a very successful and productive General Assembly. Do stay in touch. We're really keen to hear how things are going. And I hope that listeners will follow online. Of course, you can find the International Council on English Braille and all your usual social medias. ICEB.org is the website where you'll get all of the details on that. Matthew Horsball, Braille Subject Lead for the UK. Thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Dave. It's been a pleasure.